Tonight's the night. After a long wait, more than a year, fans of Mad Men can finally pull out their tumblers and raise a glass for the premiere of Season 5. Among them, I'm sure, TV Guide Entertainment Editor Matt Rausch. Don Draper's back, Matt!
It's about time, too.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's unconscionable, really, to think that a show that was this revered by the industry and by the media, if not by masses and masses of viewers, because it is sort of a rarefied show. It doesn't move very quickly, and even tonight's two-hour opener doesn't have a heck of a lot of story in it. But just reacquainting yourself after 17 months with these characters from the 60s, showing us a world that back in the 60s, TV never would have dared to show these characters acting this way, purveyors of the American Dream, who certainly are failing at it themselves, and it's just a really fascinating group of characters. The look, of course, of the show is so seductive. Retailers are putting Mad Men brands in the stores already again, and like you said, everybody's going to get their cocktail shakers out and get ready for this big two-hour splashy opener. And if they are throwing Mad Men parties, it's only suitable that the opening episode is built around a party, a surprise party that, as those things tend to do, end up going very, very awkward, with a showstopper in the middle of it that'll have everybody talking in their offices the next day on the show. But also, I think everybody who's watching it tonight will be talking about what happened at that party tomorrow after seeing tonight's Mad Men. So I think it is really a kind of a big deal. It is a show sort of unlike any other, and it has been rewarded as such. I think it did for basic cable what Sopranos did for pay cable in terms of really putting a shot across the bow that something this sophisticated could work on television.
So a two-hour slow burn for the start of this new season, but as you say, there might be some surprises that people can look forward to?
No doubt, yeah. Well, you know, we left with so many question marks at the end of the last season of those who have long memories and can remember that Don Draper, after pretty much hitting bottom, the character played by John Hamm, he really hit bottom in that last season, season 4, and climbing his way out of his midlife crisis and all of this, he impulsively proposed to his toothsome secretary slash nanny. And we'll see where that leads us. Joan, the curvaceous head of the office, Joan was pregnant with not her husband, who's off in Vietnam's baby, and we'll see where that takes us up. So really, it is more about getting reacquainted with where they are in their lives and where they are with the firm inside the ad agency. But as you know, the guy who runs this show is so incredibly paranoid about spoilers getting out. He wants everybody to experience it the same way. We are all duty-bound not to say too much about what happens. He probably isn't even happy that we're telling people that this party happens, but it is such a centerpiece. And watching this party scene play out, it kind of reminded me of those Blake Edwards movies of the 60s, something like, you know, A Breakfast at Tiffany's. Only in this case, it's Cocktails at Draper's.
At 9 o'clock tonight, it's all revealed. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, you bet.
Matt Rausch, entertainment editor at TV Guide.